Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Hope you're having a wonderful day today, and we thank the Lord. I tell you, God is good, and I like what Brother Robert Jones said the other day. Preacher Robert Jones, he said he had a fellow texting him and said, you know, he thanked God for the surgery went well with his mother or what, grandmother or something like that. And he said, you know, boy, God's good. And I like what Brother Jones said. He said, God was good before the surgery and God will be good after the surgery. Amen. And whether the surgery turned out good or not, thank God, God is still good. Amen. I appreciate that, and what a blessing. Amen. We've got the Coates family up, and they are singing now, Lord, Without You. I hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today. And then we're going into a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church where we're still speaking on Psalms chapter number 1, and we're going to be focusing on verses 4 through 6, speaking about the ungodly. Hope it's a blessing as you listen today. Psalms chapter number 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And I love this section. We spoke about this last time. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, we're going to change course tonight. We've already preached on the section speaking about the blessed man, those that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. But tonight, we're going to turn the tides a little bit and speak about the ungodly. Now, notice what the text says here in verse number 4. The Bible said this, and the ungodly are not so. The Bible just said whatsoever he doeth shall prosper, but notice what he says here, the ungodly are not so. It's not that way with the ungodly. We're going to ultimately look tonight at what happens to the ungodly. their ending. Amen. Not just their beginning, but their life and then their ending, okay? The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. There's an idea today, it's moving through our culture, that once you've been saved, you don't have nothing to worry about. You're saved and you're going to, you know, be fine and, you know, check yes, Jesus, and go to heaven. I'm not sure that that's the idea that God has within the Word of God. I think that the whole idea of being saved, amen, by the grace of God, to be forgiven of our sins, is for us to live our lives pleasing unto God, a life of holiness, a life of separation. But our culture today is not preaching those things. Our culture today is live any way you want to live, amen, do whatever you want to do. And just because you love Jesus, that means you get to go to heaven. That's not the idea, amen. We're missing the idea. And so I want to talk tonight. Listen, just because you're saved tonight don't mean that you're free. I mean you're not tempted by sin. Amen. Just because you're saved tonight don't mean that you're not that you don't fall at times into sin. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Listen, you're on a battlefield, friend. Verse number 4 says the ungodly are not so. In other words, these blessings, these things that he just spoke about in verses 1 through 3 right there, are not going to happen to the ungodly. They are not so. But, in other words, they're not blessed. But they're like the chaff, which the wind driveth away. Now, I want you to think about this chaff. Now, chaff happens whenever you've got frost that comes. There's already been a harvest. There's been a shucking involved. There's been you've got the seed out and you've laid that hull to the side. It's sitting on the ground. And then as the frost comes and the winter's time freezes things up. And we're in a season right now where things look dead outside. But just give it a few months. I've already seen it down at the house. You know, there's some buds popping forth on the trees coming up my driveway already. Amen. We're starting to see a little bit of glimpse of springtime. But this chaff is dried up. And when the wind blows, it's light, you see, and it just blows away. It has no roots. It's not like that man that's godly. It's not like that man's got some roots in the things of God. It's not like, no, he's just floating around, every wind just seems like it blows it around. Have you ever noticed there's people in churches like that? And they're looking for the next emotional high. They're looking for the next, man, great thing that's happening at church. But there's never no roots. They're never there when things are hard. Have you ever noticed that? But you ever get somebody, man, that's rooted in Christ? It don't make no difference if it's winter time. It don't make no difference if it's summer. It don't make no difference what day it is. It might be a Thursday night. It might be a Wednesday night. It might be a Tuesday night. Seem like they're rooted in Christ, and they're there for you, amen. I appreciate people that are not driven away, amen. We looked last time at the godly man, but now we're looking at the ungodly. We're told that the ungodly are not so. However, the ungodly are like that chaff, the wind driveth away. Notice also, though, that the ungodly is like he's speaking about this lifestyle. The ungodly are not so like the chaff, the wind driveth away. I got to thinking there's an image in my mind that I begin to think about a ship, and a ship on the sea, a ship with no motor, and a ship with maybe a disabled steering wheel. It's just left there. It's uncontrollable. It's just sitting on the sea. And wherever the sea carries it is where it's going to go. The Bible says that's like the ungodly man. The ungodly man is going with the world. They're just moving with every move that the world has. If somebody stands up and said, this is cool, they'll follow that very thing. They'll say, that's cool. And if they say, hey, man, you know what? This is the hip thing right now or whatever, they'll just go after that area. And they'll say, well, this is how you become prosperous. They'll run after that way to become prosperous. The ungodly are not so. They're not rooted. And so ultimately, you take a ship that's uncontrollable, no engine, no rudder, if you will, no way to steer it. If you take that boat on the sea, it's driven by the wind, You can say it this way, it's ultimately going to end up down the road somewhere. It will end up perishing, crashing to destruction. There will be an end for it. It has to stop somewhere, amen? And so ultimately it's going to probably hit the jagged rocks upon the coast. It may stay out there, listen, it may stay out there and it may be fine for a very long time. But eventually there's going to come a day, friend, when the wind blows just right, that it's going to end up crashing into the shoreline and perishing because there's no roots and it's out of control. Have you ever noticed that lost people and that people that are living outside, that are living ungodly lifestyles, have you noticed how out of control that they are? It seems like that they pride themselves in being out of control. Their minds are out of control. Their words are out of control. Their ways are out of control. There is no consistency whatsoever. You know what, Fred? I've noticed something about the ungodly man. You can't have a friend of the ungodly man. They'll never be there for you. They're always, man, somebody who's talking behind your back. They're all the time somebody who's jabbing at you. You cannot have a friend in the lost man or in the ungodly. Now, notice, there's the destruction. He said there at the very close, the ungodly shall perish. Now, notice that right there. There's ultimately an end for the ungodly man. And the Bible says he shall perish. Now, this working, look, this damaging, this destruction is due to none other than the one that they're following after. They may not claim it, but if you're not serving Jesus, you're serving the devil. If you're not living for Christ in godliness, you're living an ungodly lifestyle for the devil. And we understand that they're doing this after the prince and the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Listen, that's Ephesians, over there in Ephesians chapter number 2. But I'm telling you tonight, they're driven by a source, and that source is not someone who's driving them in the right direction, but it's driving them away from God in an ungodly lifestyle, and that source is the spirit of disobedience, what we call the devil himself. Now, the ungodly, according to Scripture, are the children of disobedience. Have you ever noticed that the ungodly are unconcerned with their speech? They don't care what they say, how they say it or what they say, that they really don't care. And they're not guarded with their lips. They just let it go. And there's a reason why that they're walking that way. They're being led that way, and they don't even realize that they're being led or guided that way. Have you ever noticed, though, there is a little bit in us who's saved and born again. It don't take long when you're around the world. It don't take very long for that language and that way of man to begin to, once you hear it a few times, you begin to pick up on their slogans and you begin to pick up on their slang and you begin to pick up on those things. And if I said just a few words here tonight, you could finish the sentence pretty easy. Satan's programming your minds to do that which is wrong. The ungodly's education has taught him to believe only in what he can test by science and by his senses. He's there, and anything that's out there that he has to believe by faith is unbelievable to him. And if it's unbelievable to him, he'll look at somebody who's believing God by faith, and when he'll look at you, he'll say, "Oh, you're crazy, man. There's no way that could possibly be. You have to follow the evidence." I am following the evidence. You just can't see the evidence because you're living in an ungodly lifestyle. You know, I have no problem with the Bible. I don't say that with any reserve tonight. I have no problem with this book. I have no problem reading it. I have no problem accepting it. I have no problem, you know, with any of those things. But the ungodly are not so.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.